From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police chief in the southern U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, says three suspects are in custody and they are negotiating with a fourth suspect who has fired on officers from a downtown parking garage. The gunman is linked to the killing of five police officers and the wounding of six others Thursday night at the conclusion of a Black Lives Matter demonstration. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says the gunman is threatening to take more lives.
And that there are bombs all over the place in this garage and in downtown. So we are being very careful in our tactics so that we don't injure or put any of our officers in harm's way, including the citizens of Dallas.
Authorities are unsure if more suspects may be involved in the attack on the Dallas police. Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins talked about the police response.
It is a heartbreaking morning to lose these four officers that proudly served our citizens. To say that our police officers put their life on the line every day is no hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's a reality.
The police officers were fired on just as a demonstration was wrapping up over the fatal shootings of two black men by police officers in two other states, the killing of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota, sparked protests in several U.S. cities Thursday. State and federal investigations are underway into the shootings in both states. The officers involved in those shootings are on administrative leave. The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Program, also known as THAAD. This is VOA News. Continuing with the U.S.-South Korean story, THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final or terminal phase of flight. It has so far proven effective against short- and medium-range ballistic missiles. China on Friday reiterated its strong opposition to the U.S. THAAD deployment in South Korea and urged the two countries to stop it. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State under President Obama. The move comes a day after the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, agreed with the FBI recommendation that no criminal charges should be filed in relation to the incident. FBI Director James Comey telling a congressional panel on Thursday that investigators found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law. After arriving in Warsaw early Friday for a NATO summit, U.S. President Barack Obama said he expects a smooth breakup between Britain and the European Union. While Obama said the British vote to leave the EU raises serious questions about the future for integration within the European continent, he said the United States and Britain will still enjoy a special relationship. Obama will join the leaders of other NATO members for the two-day summit in Warsaw before making his first visit to Spain. Brexit discussions will likely take up a large portion of the summit, but Obama also mentioned recent Islamic State terrorist attacks and the Russian aggression in Ukraine as major threats to Europe's future. British Home Secretary Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom have been chosen to compete for the Prime Minister's position. Theresa May spoke to reporters Thursday.
We need proven leadership to negotiate the best deal for leaving the European Union, to unite our party and our country, and to make Britain a country that works not for the privileged few, but for everyone.
About 150,000 members of the Conservative Party across Britain will now vote by postal ballot to decide between May and Leadsom. A super typhoon slammed into Taiwan's eastern coast on Friday, killing at least one person, injuring more than 60 others. Thousands of residents had evacuated before the Naupactic made landfall, packing winds up to 163 kilometers. For details on these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.